Welcome back, everybody. It is your meaningful matriarch. And today I just wanted to start peeling back the layers of what the hashtag land back movement and statement means to most tribal citizens across the country. Many don't know, and it's a well-kept secret, that land back or any land that is returned to tribes or Alaska Native corporations does not reach the hands of its tribal citizens, that it often tries to seek funding in the name of. So that is one well-kept secret, and most don't want to talk about it because their tribal councils, their corporate boards are either relatives and a very small pocket of people have are typically benefiting directly from that. So the land back movement. So there's a recent return of land here in Washington, and I can't remember which name. Was it the Jamestown Skalum tribe? I'm not sure exactly which one. It's up on here on the peninsula, I believe. But they had a huge chunk of land returned back from a private owner. And I'm really paying attention to that case. I really do hope that the land and real estate, because it's so valuable nowadays, does touch the hands of its tribal citizens to help better their lives and their security and home security, business security, things like that. But for the most part, up to this point, most people born after like the 70s and after the establishment of allotments and things like that, most of us don't have direct ties to our land. It was either divvied out via a will, or we just had to buy it. Myself, so the land back movement, you have to understand, has become more of a social media image. Yes, most of us do support it. However, when you peel back the layers, you'll see really quickly that the land is not being handed out to its individual citizens. I myself will never see land if it's returned back to certain areas in Alaska. See, Alaska Corporation is one right now that in this huge campaign to, it's called the Alaska Natives Without Land. And it's not so much addressing individuals like myself who was born after the Allotment Act in the 70s, but more so trying to gather in more who may have not been acknowledged in the first place. That is fine and dandy to a point. However, we have to remember that this is a for-profit corporation, at least in Alaska. Their interest is basically, for my opinion, my unofficial, basically scientific opinion, is to add more value to their capital assets to help them pay for more things like the Heritage Center in Juneau, which again is become more of a who has the in, who doesn't. It doesn't directly benefit most of us tribal citizens that don't live in Juneau. It is very much a tourist hotspot. You have several figures, at least in Alaska, see Alaska Corporation, who are making, have reached the $1 million mark, and many making very much close to that. You have board members making more than most teachers will ever in a year. And that is not a democratic process on top of that. But I digress. So back to land back. I want to know of any of my listeners out there, or anybody who comes across this podcast. If you are a tribal citizen all across this country, when land starts trickling back to many of these tribes or areas, do you think you're going to see any land or have the opportunity to have land in your name? It would be great. I would really be jazzed if I actually had the opportunity to select a piece of land within the designated area and have it in my name. It seems like such a pipe dream, but that is one of these things that a lot of outsiders don't really understand, that when things happen like this, they really often don't trickle down to the actual individual citizens, which is really unfortunate and further exasperates the plight we are in socioeconomically. but that's a whole nother show. So land back, just so you know, yes, we are fighting for it. I am an advocate for that. However, I'm also an advocate for transparency and accountability of our tribal organizations and governments. A lot of the councils and government setups are not democratic, but they are definitely specifically by family size. You got a big family, you're going to win. No matter what, even if you're not qualified. So I want to hear back from my listeners if you have ever, what do you think about land back and how do you hope that impacts you? What do you, if you're born past 1970, to be honest, but I want to know, do you want land? Do you want land in your name? And I'm not talking about those that were, or even money. A lot of paybacks and things like that were given to tribes all across the country and in Alaska. But how is being a tribal citizen really benefited you other than just socially and, you know, culturally and just, you know, the inside feel good stuff? If have you been able to survive on your tribal lands? Have you been given land? Have you been given opportunities to lease your land for business development and things like that? So there's a real disparity going on right now, and we don't talk about it too much, but I'm hoping to change that. So if you want to be on my show and I can interview you, please email me at alaskaislandlife@gmail.com. So, all right, guys, that's it. And back to work tomorrow after this holiday, which was much needed. And you guys stay kind and stay healthy.